Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. Jimmy Jack, Jackie Jack.
Matthew.
How it is?
Pretty good, man.
It is good.
It is. It is good.
Yeah. You're getting ready to go to the beach.
Why, I'm wearing a lime green shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, is that a surf style?
I don't think so.
Definitely not.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one you tricked me with. It's the old twick-a-woo.
The shark.
Yes. The shark about Satan.
Yes.
Right.
Bite people, hail Satan.
But if you think about it, the Jaws, you know, they would use in the movie, like the logo for Jaws.
Yeah.
Is a pyramid.
Of course it is. He has a pentagram on his shark neck.
And then you think about the dolphin. I'll go further with this. A dolphin, if he did the Jaws pose, has a third eye.
Oh, yeah.
That spout.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about perspective.
Well, Jaws is usually coming up like belly first, right?
Yeah, but you know, when in the movie, like the movie poster's like, ah. Like, you know how they would have someone swimming and he'd be underneath, ah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a pyramid.
You're saying Jaws is in the Illuminati?
Jaws. Right. Yeah, think about that. When that movie came out, like down here, like the word balls is the same as balls.
Yeah, balls.
But like Jaws, like up north, does anyone call it Jules? I mean, like.
Jaws? Jaws.
How do they say balls up there? Like,
balls.
Balls. So would they call it jewels?
Well, it depends on where you are up north.
Yeah, you might be confused thinking they're looking for a vape pen.
Yeah, jewels.
It's a jewel.
You see jewels?
Jewels.
Have you seen my jewels?
Jewels.
Yeah. Talking about the shark?
I don't know if anybody says jewels.
Get out of the
jewels.
Water.
Jewels.
Well, they don't say whore right either.
Whore?
Yeah.
Hua.
I like when it's hua.
Like Chrissy.
Yeah. Or the word saw. They somehow,
sore.
Yeah, there's an R on the end of it.
Well, you can't say Saul and say they don't say it right because we don't either.
Saul.
It's but like Saul.
They say Saul. Sore.
I can't, man.
I sore.
My southern mouth won't make the saw.
Saul.
It's like when somebody says dog right. Dog.
Dog. Yeah.
Like when somebody says that right, it's just like, what?
If you're
what?
In New York, but you just, for some reason, are a big fan of the University of Georgia,
dogs.
Are you a fan of the Bulldogs?
The dogs as opposed to the dogs.
Go dogs. I don't think so.
Dog.
Yeah, dogs.
I don't think there are any Georgia fans up north.
Yeah, oh, probably.
Unless
there's got to be people up there who like to be disappointed every single year.
Damn. And Zingers is getting ready for the football show.
Well, that's just the thing, man. I started hearing like buzz about Georgia's football team again. I'm like, oh, come on, man. It's them.
What was it 1980? Was that the last championship?
They have every year they have the most talent and underachieve. Every year after year, don't matter who's coaching, it's just something they do.
About 10 years ago, eight or 10 years ago, didn't they have a chance? Like, wasn't they pre-ranked number one? And they had
with Mark Reck, yeah.
They were in the game like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they're always really, really, really good. Just, mm-hmm. I mean, eventually they will, but usually they just let you down somehow.
But they're
always on the cusp.
Yeah, they are.
And they have like a cool tradition. And like the mascot's cool. I mean, even if you're like...
Oh yeah,
the like between a Georgia the hedges, State man. Fan and, or Georgia Tech fan, you have to appreciate the dog
slashing opposing fans' tires and you know
spit using, on you in the stadium
using the opposing fans' cars as urinals and toilets.
Right, you're talking about Auburn.
Oh gosh,
talking about going to a game in Athens if you're a fan of the other team.
Oh, I see.
get rough between the hedges.
Yeah, ha! Joke's on y'all. It was a rental.
Guess what? It's piss resistant. Ha! It's got Piss-X on it, like Rain-X. You get it? I'm screaming the joke at you away from the microphone so I don't blow out speakers. Today, mixed clouds and sun this morning, scattered T-storms developing this afternoon.
No.
You better cut your grass early. I did mine yesterday. High of 92 right now. It is clear and 73 in Greer. As Stephen Wonderboy Thompson would say, I almost filled my shorts this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but not in a, my stomach's tore up kind of thing. In a scared, ooh, jolting kind of way. You know what I mean? Like, when people would always say, oh, I was so, like, I've laughed and peed my pants, but I've never
grabbed them.
Not You're laughing. Right? You know what I'm saying? I could not avoid saying the S word.
Oh, okay. Substitute it with that word.
Right. So I almost filled my shorts this morning because I'm going out. You know what it's like? If you're listening live to us right now, 608, and you know, like, when you leave for the house or whatever, generally speaking, unless you live in the city, it's usually very quiet and very calm.
A lot of times, yeah.
You can hear everything. So I go outside and I lock the door or whatever, and I'm going around the sidewalk and I hear movement. And I'm like, oh, man. Sometimes there's people walking, you know, or whatever, old people getting their jogs in. And I hear movement, and I just kind of stop in place, and then all of a sudden I hear, Paige, don't freak out, I hear hissing. Yeah, I know. But here's the thing. So I'm like, okay, it's a snake, but I'm not scared of snakes. I'm really, really not. But as the hissing kind of got a little bit louder, I'm like, that might be a rattler.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. So I'm like, oh, boy, what do I do? So I get my phone out or whatever, and I turn the flashlight on, and I stay in place because movement may scare them. So as I turned around, I realized I'd left about 10 minutes earlier, and it was my neighbor's sprinkler. And I swear for you.
Oh, my goodness.
And this sounds like an embellishment for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But in all likelihood, it was probably 2 minutes, maybe a minute and a half. I was frozen in place with my cell phone out looking for the snake, which was my neighbor's sprinkler.
That's funny.
Isn't that a fun story?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I know the sound you're talking about, though. Yeah, I can see you mistaking that for a snake early in the morning.
I'm going to check my Ring doorbell later, and I don't know where it would reach me on that sidewalk, but if it does, we can time it and see how long I stood there, and you can make fun of me later of how I thought that my neighbor's sprinkler was a damn snake.
Well, it was the best thing ever. I'm glad it was just a sprinkler. Can you imagine?
Well, at first, you know, the snake, okay, not a big deal, but whatever. Then it could have been a rattler, you know? For God's sake. I didn't know he had a sprinkler. I was wondering. I thought he had that chemical sprayed on there to make it look so green. He had a sprinkler. It goes off at 4:45.
Yeah.
I didn't know it.
I, too, was looking for an animal this morning.
Is that what you're calling meth heads now?
No, I only look for them in the light of day.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Now, what happened? What was the animal situation?
Man, I took Ink out. And the kitten likes to run outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I took Ink out, and I'm looking around. No kitten anywhere in sight.
You don't call the cat by its name. That's interesting. Her name, Luna. Go ahead.
So I'm taking Ink out, and I'm looking around. No cat anywhere. And I open the door, and Ink goes out. And as I go to step out, this bolt of gray fur just zooms right out the door from nowhere. Like they do. No, it wasn't you.
It was Fat Boy's crooked goatee, wasn't it?
It's darker gray. Yours is more white than the cat
frightening.
Fur.
Okay.
Anyway, the kitten's outside, and it's one of those things where you try to pick it up, because something out there will eat it. All the strays in the neighborhood will kill it, probably.
God, yeah.
Because they're grown, and it's a kitten. So try to grab it, and it zoom, darts off.
How big is the kitten, Luna? She's
getting pretty big for a kitten.
Bigger than the palm of your hand now?
Yeah, much bigger than that. Yeah, right. But incredibly dumb, this cat. Incredibly dumb animal.
Well, they all are, according to my mama.
Yeah, this cat's just, something wrong with it. It's dumb.
Yeah,
I like it, but dumb. I mean, you know, it's like, if you have a dog or a cat or something that's dumb, you should be able to admit that this thing is not smart.
Absolutely.
And it'll get smarter as it gets older. But right now, this kitten does not belong outside. This kitten is not bright.
Yeah.
I watch this cat every day. This thing, not that smart,
man. You should get a tax credit for having the cat.
Yeah. So I'm out there for 10 minutes trying to find this awful cat.
Did you rescue this cat or adopt it?
I kind of rescued it.
Okay.
Did you find it at Better Skills?
Was it in a burning house?
No, it was hanging out in the middle of Highway 81.
Oh, well, that's a rescue.
Again,
then.
Not that smart.
That's a rescue, though.
Yeah.
Gender
yeah,
community.
Yeah. Hanging out in the middle of Highway 81. And, yeah, my buddy Robbie's wife, she found it. Yeah. And I would call her by her name, but I can't remember it right now. Because I see him, but I've only ever met her once, and I can't remember it.
Robbie's wife?
Yeah.
See, introduce her. Hi, this is, introduce yourself. This is Robbie's wife.
Yeah, Robbie's wife. I call her Mrs. Chambers.
So, the cat ran out. You were able to scoop up the cat or what?
Eventually, yeah. But I'm telling you, man, like all the best cuss words were invented by people with cats.
So you'd come up with new ones?
Oh, all the time, man, all the time. Especially one time I went over to grab it.
Give me the initials.
There's a
just the initials.
I don't. It's just a stream of them, man. Yeah. I don't have a specific one in mind. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that all the good ones, the ones you really like, were first spoken by someone who had a cat.
Yeah.
Did you drop one that somebody in the room's not a big fan of?
I wound up bleeding this morning trying to find a stupid thing. Got the arm. I sliced my arm on a tomato cage when I bent over to grab it.
You sure the cat didn't do that?
No, it was a tomato cage.
Okay.
Not even growing tomatoes this year.
Why do you keep a tomato in a cage? Let it grow free.
I know.
You got rabies now.
I might. And tetanus. Something.
Tomatoes unchained.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wish it had been a real snake and not this cat running out. I'd much rather be looking for a snake or something.
So, how long did that take? I mean,
by the way, if you find a snake, it can eat the cat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know, probably 10 minutes out in the yard trying to lure the cat back.
Okay.
If you find a snake, do not.
Through the wet grass.
It was a sprinkler.
Falling a step behind.
Like, if you do find a snake, don't ask people what it is, because nobody knows.
Oh, yeah.
They'll tell you all kind of stuff, man.
I'll just tell you the color. Is it a brown or black snake or a green snake? Or if I can tell if it's a rattlesnake. Other than that, I don't know if it was a diamondback.
And don't try to look
or
in
a devil ray.
In the eyes to determine if it's venomous or not.
Yeah. I don't want to play chicken with a snake, Paige.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, just don't do that. Because, you know, if they have cat's eyes, you know, they're kind of like the diamond-shaped head. If you look that, then they're venomous. But some people make mistakes thinking that they're just an old black snake, and they're not.
Yeah. There's not that many snakes around here. If you can't tell them apart, something wrong with you.
Yeah. Well, just give me a hoe and let me cut its head off.
You got black snakes. Baby black snakes are more colorful. Sometimes people think they're other types of snakes because they got these colorful patterns on them until they grow up.
I don't care of the race. I will step on their back and get a hoe or a shovel and cut their heads off.
God.
I will decapitate the snake.
You're going to bring the plague back acting like
poor
that.
Poor little black snake.
Better that than my dog get attacked, and that cost me like $800.
Well, you keep your dog away from snakes.
It's in my yard, my rules, Roman Reigns.
I mean, your dog ain't going to kill the rats.
I think the snakes are more afraid of your dog.
If you got snakes, it means you got rats, and they need to be there to get the rats, because if there's no rats around, they'll leave and go somewhere there's
Listen,
rats.
Listen, you don't know everything about everything, okay? Let's get that straight. Secondly, I just wrote down a pigskin punishment. Whoever loses a particular week, if it's not nine, has to take Nine's cat for the weekend.
Please.
And you can't wear pants.
Oh, goodness.
Please.
Oh, Luna
Please.
And Lulu.
Well, when you got the cat, was she trying to, like, rub up on you, like, trying to kiss a little ass on the way in?
No, she was sweet when she was a tiny baby.
Or she just look at you like, yeah, we'll do it again.
She was sweet when she was a tiny baby. But since then, no.
She's rebellious. She's a teenager cat.
Would you get rid of the cat if you could, like, humanely, somebody says, hey, I'll take it?
Like, what if it's, like, a 90-day probationary period with, well, it was a parking lot.
You can't. Yeah. Yeah. If somebody really, really, really wanted a kitten and didn't mind one that was, like, mean and not that smart, yeah, sure, sure. If they really, really, really wanted it and I thought they would give it a good home, they're just like, I'm dying to have a cat that is mean and you can't pet it and it isn't that smart either and it tries to run away all the time.
See, my
if
years,
they really want that, then yes.
My maybe. Years in therapy and reading psychology books, or I already knew that because you were not – you were not getting that closeness of referring to the cat by
I mean,
their name.
I try to, but every time anybody tries to pet the cat, she just scratches and bites.
Yeah.
Like, you can pick her up and hold her for like 5 seconds, and then she won't scratch and bite, but then she tries, you know, she'll jump away or scratch and bite. And
so should we have a...
I'm doing everything I know to do with animals, and it's like she just wants to scratch and bite anytime you get close to her.
So do you have a picture of the cat on your phone?
Not a recent one.
Yeah.
I have some from like a month ago. I haven't taken many pictures of her because, you know, all she tries to do is scratch and bite.
She'll grow out of that, though, and she'll become a sweet cat.
I don't know about that.
If you can wait for that. Because Lulu was like that. She bit me and scratched me if I ignored her.
But was your cat Paige stupid? Is your cat stupid?
She has her moments where I'm wondering what the hell is her problem.
See, the thing with Bear being a mini golden doodle is that he's got so many different species in there that I'm surprised he's as smart as he is. Like, he will lay on his back and hold his chew toy in his hands and eat it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, to lick on it. Or it's got a little bone thing he chews on. But that's incredible to me. Rusty can't.
Yeah.
Poor Rusty.
Rusty's stupid.
Save Rusty.
Rusty's stupid. Let's get a, you bring the cat in. I'll bring Rusty in. We'll do some kind of pet Jeopardy.
We need to find out how to determine the smarts of these things.
Yeah.
Save Rusty and save Luna. I'm going to start a petition. Well,
they have pet psychologists and therapists, so I'm sure somebody's written a book on how to figure out how smart your cat is.
Yeah.
For real.
She's just learning. She's exploring.
Rusty is 49 years old in human years. He should have learned things by now.
Before Bear came along, Rusty was pretty dang cute on your Instagram.
Who, Rusty?
Yeah,
Rusty's still cute.
I like some of his stuff.
I Instagrammed him the other day when he was, I've taught him to cut circles when he's thirsty.
He's cute.
That seems mean, but it's cute. Trust me. I only make him do like 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny to watch him walk all wobbly to the water bowl.
Yep.
Anyway. Today's a big damn day. I love this day. Not just because it's Wednesday and you're over the hump or whatever, because it is the once a month All Advice Show.
Yay. Dang, yes. I'm excited.
We need to get a hype man in here that when we start talking, they can start clapping and get us going like they do on television shows, like an intern or somebody.
Yeah, somebody just hype.
The All Advice Show, it'll start up right after sports. It'd be right after 7 a.m. If you want to go ahead and get in the queue line, you can go ahead and email us to riseguys@AOL.com, theriseguys@AOL.com. Give us a phone number to call you back and kind of what the advice that you're seeking is, and we'll get you on for that. That's exactly what the whole show is, sans sports and headlines, and that humdinger of a Truth and Consequences re-premiered. So we're going to give you that today. Keep these numbers handy when the phones go on because they light up and they stay strong. 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. At The Rise Guys on Twitter, at The Rise Guys on Instagram, and Facebook.com/Rise Guys. Is that it? I said it all.
I think you got them all, man. Did you hit the Carolina Vapor Mill text line?
72341.
There you go.
I knew something was missing. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Well, we're going to find out what happens when the TV Santa Claus comes to your house. What's he doing to homes in Virginia? We'll get into that story next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
The TV Santa Claus. That is something about on a roof. Something on a roof. Someone's leaving televisions on roofs.
Oh, that suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you know, got one you can get on easy.
Well, it's better than not having the dish in 7 years and still having it up there.
That's true.
They won't come take them. You have to take it off.
Yeah, it's yours then.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Here, this is your equipment now.
All right. We'll take a break. Headlines with the Queen of Hoo-Haws right after this. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Hello, Golden Doodle.
Nine.
Sorry, guys.
Paige.
On the seated bun.
And Fat Boy.
Tremendous volume. Fat idiot.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-haws.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Well, there is a mystery in Virginia. There is a man known as the TV Santa Claus, and this man...
Oh, yes.
...goes around and leaves TVs on people's porches. That's not the weirdest thing. He has a TV for a head. Well, not in real life, but he just has this kind of TV on his head that's shown in the cameras and many of videos for security that people have noticed that this person...
Maybe it's Marshmallow.
...that has a TV on his head is coming up to their house and dropping off a TV. Why? Nobody really knows.
Maybe it was Max Headroom. Max Headroom.
And it's like an old vintage TV, you know.
Yeah. Does anybody remember Max Headroom, like, outside of... 30 and up.
I'd have to go back and look.
I loved Max Headroom.
I'm familiar, but I don't remember anything about Max Headroom.
So, Paige, he's leaving. Is he just some kind of Robin Hood? Is he stealing these TVs and then giving them away to the poor?
Well, we don't know if it's like some kind of a political point with technology or some kind of statement he's trying to make, or is he just doing this senseless prank? But this isn't the first time that this occurred. It happened in 2018. More than 20 vintage TV sets were left on numerous doors. And no suspect was apprehended, but it looks like he's wearing some kind of costume that's got a TV head.
Yeah, it reminds me of I saw it. We did a remote.
Dead Mal 5?
No, we did a remote at a comic book store years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while.
I remember and, one at Clemson.
Yeah, one of the guys. No, Anderson.
It's gone now.
Yeah, same. Oh, it is? Yeah. Sad. So one of the guys there was showing me all these new, like, alternative kind of comic books. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones was
Matthew.
One of the ones was called Saga, and it had a guy with a TV for a head.
TV for a head.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
This guy's dropping off these old CRTs, and a lot of people don't know what they are.
Oh, they're not even new?
No, they're old CRTs.
Oh, I thought they were new televisions.
No, they're old. They're vintage. So, like almost 60 homes were hit over the weekend on Sunday morning. People woke to find that little lovely thing that someone dumped their old TV off.
He probably works at a recycling center and he doesn't want to drive to Columbia. That's right? Isn't that where they take all the electronics, I've heard?
What, Columbia?
Apparently all the electronics from up here go to Columbia and that's where they're all facilitated.
I don't know.
Well, I didn't know that. I know at the dump it says illegal to take and it's always full of TVs and computers.
Yeah.
And monitors.
Yeah.
But this guy's dropping off trash.
Or I take my trash, the one out towards like Piedmont / Pelzer, kind of in the middle, off of Georgia Road there, was they have a trailer out there where you can put your electronics, TVs and monitors and printers and all that stuff for recycling.
So, by the way, P1 Patrick Topping sent me a link on Twitter to it's a duo DJs that go to these trance music festivals, and they're called Cassette. Like cassette with Z's. Yeah. And look, they wear cassette tapes on their heads. Look at this, Jimmy. Like, what in the world?
That's fun.
God, you got to wear there for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So authorities are saying that it looks like it's not just one person dropping off the old sets, that there might be, you know, a pair of people out there doing this little, whatever it is, political statement or prank.
It's like Tony Clifton. It could be one of two people. I saw the video. The guy can't really walk with his mask on.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He can't see. So he stumbles, and they'll film people who come outside to look, and they're just looking at it like, why is this old TV there?
Yeah, they're not like the real big ones, just the little small 13-inch TVs.
Like the one you wanted in your bedroom when you were a kid so you could play some Super Nintendo in there.
Yeah.
While your dad watched Bonanza.
That's funny.
That's all I had was a TV VCR combo.
Yeah, your dad be in the living room watching Bonanza on the big 27-inch screen.
Well, mine wasn't, but yours probably was.
What?
Around.
We should start a tribute band called 8-Track.
Yes, 8-Track.
Yeah, we should.
We just wear big, like rectangle boxes on our head with, album art on the front and, like, ribbon hanging out of our heads.
Yeah.
Like, for hair. That'd be awesome.
Those guys with the cassette tapes, or anybody trying to be seen?
Cassette.
With the cassette tapes.
That's cute.
Or anybody trying to be on stage and be seen. It's like, all right, you're trying hard to get people to look at you, but you got to remember this audience is full of hot, early 20s, half-naked women.
Yeah,
so nobody's looking at you. Nobody cares. Just play the same song 15 times.
Unless it's Shaq. Like when Shaq DJs, everybody's looking at him because it's an oddity.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, you'll look some, but then you still get distracted by the audience that EDM is like half naked, young, and attractive.
Did you ever see any of the old video of Robert Wadlow when he would DJ parties?
Yeah, he was good at it.
Incredible.
Too, man. The way he'd spin some
photographs?
Yes. He'd spin the photographs.
Yeah.
The way he would remix Glenn Miller.
Uh-huh. Featuring Nikola Tesla.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
He'd like mix up Glenn Miller and Duke Ellington, man. It was crazy good.
Called it Mondo Duke Ellington. It was awesome.
Goodness.
It was really good.
Well, in other news, the word or name Fredo was trending yesterday. Chris Cuomo from CNN, he regrets flipping out on a heckler. The heckler called him a Fredo. And everybody went to Twitter, including our own president, to comment on this whole situation. So according to this is the definition of being a Fredo. A Fredo is the weak, ineffective brother and the godfather. And when the guy called Chris that, Chris said, it's like the N-word for Italians.
Okay, first of all, my first thought was it was a Lord of the Rings reference. My second thought was I miss Fredo's Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
That was over here in Greenville.
It still exists.
Does it really?
Yeah, I think there's still two of them.
Oh, man.
You want the flip out?
Yeah.
I got it.
My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN.
Oh, you're much.
Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
And they use it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
Oh,
are you Italian?
It's
an insult to your people.
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah, but if you want to play, then we'll play. If you've got something you want to say about what I do on television, then say it.
Hey, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Don't insult me like that.
I didn't insult you.
You call me Fredo. Don't be a liar. You want to be a man, stand up like a man.
I'm standing up.
Then own what you said. Take a swing. You want to call me Fredo.
I thought it was your name.
You didn't know, right?
Hey, you didn't know what you were saying, right?
I thought it was his name.
Yeah, comparing him to his brother.
I thought that was the bagel boss midget for a minute. Little person.
Yeah, man. Yeah, there's still Frodo's over there by Greenville Tech.
Yeah, it wasn't Frodo's.
No,
I was wrong.
Frodo. Like Lord of the Rings, Frodo.
Yes.
Oh. We were
I've called them both wrong for years, evidently.
Yeah.
You were ordering the wrong kind of thing.
It's more complimentary to, you know, call him Sonny.
Oh.
He was the good brother.
See, that's the thing, you know, born and raised in Greenville, South Carolina, I knew some Italian kids, but I never thought of them, I never would associate that word with a slur. Like, I've heard that word for years. My first thought, obviously, was poor in Frodo's, I was wrong with that, but my second thought was Alfredo, sauce, and boats of it at the OG.
Yep.
But, you know. The problem with it is that it stings to him.
Yeah.
Like, and Nine, maybe, well, I know you can speak to this. You had an Italian roommate for many years. Did that ever, like, not that you would call him that, but did he ever say, hey, man, that's off limits? You know, the way Fat Boy has a word that's off limits, and as do I, a compound word.
No.
Not that guy, no.
No.
Don't say anything to him.
There's nothing off limits.
He would call himself one.
What, Fredo? Probably.
I don't know if I can say the one.
Yeah.
Now I don't know.
That one's probably bad to say.
No.
But he would say it. I guess it's okay then, right?
Well, no.
It's not good.
If he says it about himself,
that's what... Rap music, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it was you, Fredo.
No. Just not.
Yeah, I mean, call him somebody. Call him like Sal Tessio or Luca Brasi or something.
Luca Brasi. What happened to Fredo? Do you know? Give you a little trivia. How'd he die?
Suffocation by a horse head? I forget.
Goodness.
How near he took him out on the boat and shot him.
Yep. He went out on a boat ride and didn't come back. And he knew it, too.
I haven't
seen to get on the boat. He knew what was going to happen.
Those movies dozens of times. Like, I've seen them all, like, once.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago, too. Like, you know.
Yeah.
They're long movies. I can see why you didn't want to watch it over and over again.
Yeah, truly? I thought was it the second one?
Yeah.
I thought the second one, no, the third one sucked.
The third one does suck.
No, they're all good.
By comparison to the first two, the third one sucks.
By comparison, but standalone is great.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than most movies, but yeah, it doesn't hold up to the first one, especially the second one.
Hmm.
Yeah, I like some Tom Hagen. That's a compliment.
I wonder if he would have been offended if he called him a big pussy. You know, from The Sopranos.
Yeah. Maybe.
They were Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
That wouldn't have caused a fight whatsoever.
No. Right. Call him Mo Green.
Yeah, all right. Well, Rise Guys headline styled by Rockerbell's Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy.
Yep.
What is going on in sports whole city?
The NFL has created a new position called live music entertainment strategist, and
I don't understand what that. I feel like this is some kind of making good on stuff.
They've enlisted the GOAT, I guess, to help them figure out their music strategy during Super Bowl halftime. That's what I can think.
Well, I have a theory on that. Okay, awesome. Sports whole nation, get ready. Fat Boy gonna tell us everything going on in the world of sports right after this. Morning, everybody.
Here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fat Boy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks. 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
I don't know what the NFL is trying to do. You're trying to get younger, trying to get hipper, trying to improve the entertainment product. But they got a new position. The live music entertainment strategist. It's a partnership with...
That sounds like a made-up job title, huh?
Right.
Live music strategist. Strategist.
That's a Tommy Boy title.
Yeah.
Partnership with Rock Nation. Jigga what? Jigga who? Jay-Z.
Hov.
He's the new strategist for the NFL.
For live music.
Yep. So I assume that's the kickoff show for the first game of the year.
Yeah.
In halftime. For Super Bowl.
So has he said anybody he's looking at?
Well, I think they're going to start, you know, mainly with Jay-Z because he's also going to contribute to the activism campaign, Inspire Change.
Oh,
so community outreach, I guess, cool little commercials, spots, if
yeah.
you will.
Here's a thought. Make it affordable. I'm talking about the NFL. Like, yeah. Make it affordable. Like, don't talk about community outreach, and by that, we know what you're talking about. So don't act like you're all high and mighty and you want to do this and do that. Make the tickets cheaper.
Do it.
So people can actually afford to go to
a game.
Make
it where families can actually go. All families can
right?
go.
Yes. There should be some kind of rule. I mean, I know you can't accommodate everybody, but if you have a family, you shouldn't be, be made to sit in the upper deck where everybody fights.
Or leave the kids with grandma.
Something.
That'll work.
So if you want to see the Panthers today, this is it. As far as I know, last day of training camp. Joint practice with the Bills. I saw Dave Guido was out there in all his Bills gear.
I know. I saw Ruse.
Ruse. His Bills gear.
That's awesome.
9:25 to 11:30.
Yeah. And the Jay-Z thing, look, let's be honest. This guy, it all goes hand in hand with Kaepernick. I mean, it all goes hand in hand with Kaepernick. Kaepernick would have been, there's going to be some kind of, the word amends, but like they're going to do something to make nice about that whole thing. And Jay-Z, who owns a company that actually is a sports agent, shouldn't be able to double dip.
That's a good point there. But the whole thing is just, why do they need this position?
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, I guess.
It's all amends. When you got Jay-Z making songs about this problem in the NFL, and then all of a sudden he's the guy they go to, come on.
I almost think it's out of touch to go to him to do that.
It is.
It's very.
You see the way he dresses now? He don't even wear an undershirt.
It's very out of touch to go to him to do that, right?
He wears just a sport coat, no shirt underneath.
Like at some point, like, he's the dude who got kind of old and stopped being cool.
His last album was awful, and I'm probably his biggest White fan.
Are you surprised he took the gig?
No.
No.
With the NFL?
No. He's packing the resume, you know.
Yeah, at this point, I guess you got to try to, you know, diversify for, if anything, just to keep from being bored. It's not like he'll ever need the money.
Well, you don't want – I feel like there's a competition between he and Queen Bee.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
– I don't think it will ever be – he will never allow her to eclipse him.
I don't think she ever could.
Bull crap.
I don't see it, man, with her.
Oh, man. Like, I'm a big Hova fan, but she got Lion King money now, dude. She got Disney money.
Yeah, I mean, she's well on her way to surpassing him, if not already.
She appeals to a certain, you know, section of people to me. He seems to be more widely known.
Don't act like you don't shimmy when Single Ladies comes on.
Like, I don't get where the music, like, how it's found.
Beyonce still appeals to young people. Jay-Z does not.
She gets the downloads.
But how without radio play? That's still huge. That's what I don't get.
Yeah.
Her songs are, you know, topping charts, but she doesn't get much radio play.
Yeah, but I mean, she still has a broader appeal than he does. Like, do you hear him on the radio? I mean, I don't.
No, not her.
What about him?
We don't play him. I don't listen to the radio.
Did he play at halftime? No.
Yeah.
Has he ever? I don't know. I can't remember. I don't know what they did this last week.
I remember.
Real quick, Dak Prescott, for some reason, was offered $30 million a season for the Cowboys, and he's like, no, you can shove it. I want $40 a year.
What? Who does he think he is?
He wants more than Aaron Rodgers.
Who does he think he is? Has he seen himself play?
I don't know. But
they misspelled his name.
He doesn't deserve more than $15 million a year, if that.
Yeah, they're already going to overpay him. That's looking a gift horse in the mouth.
He should have went to Zeke first.
I mean, it's not that he sucks, but has he seen himself play?
He's just not good.
He's not that good. He has a tremendous line and a running game, and he's not that good.
What is Dak short for? Dakwood?
Dakota?
Oh, no. Yeah. Dude, it should have been Cody.
Cody.
Cody Prescott.
That's funny.
I did not know that. Swear to God.
So yeah, I'd go by Dak or Cody or Coder or something.
Dak?
Dak. Yeah, you should have went to Zeke first and offered him money. I would have went to Zeke, Cooper, and then Dak, because you can get by with a different quarterback.
Nah, I'd have gone to anybody else.
Sound like your name sounds like somebody from Boston talking about their privates.
I got to go, man. I got to start crawling out of this hole.
Does anybody say, hey, I'm going to South Dak next month? South Dakota? I've never heard that. All right. Thank you. Sports Hole Nation. Very good. It is the once a month all advice show. Get them going. 1-800-774-0093. If you need advice about situations at work, at home, girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, lover, I mean, Lord, we've heard it all.
Whatever it is, we got you on this.
You can be 100% anonymous.
Or at least we will try our best.
Yeah, if we can't, somebody listening's been there, done that.
Yep.
The once a month all advice show on the Rise Guys. 1-800-774-0093. We open the doors right after this.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like everything about it. It's just really funny. I like to stay up with current events, but at the same time, I also like to laugh. So it's the best of both worlds.
The Rise Guys.
93.3.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.